With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell, will remain in office until a state judge rules on a lawsuit that seeks to keep him there for a full 6-year term. District Judge Kathy Seeley has approved an agreement allowing Modell to disregard the January 1 termination date of his term that was set by Governor Steve Bullock when he appointed Modell in 2013. Modell will remain in his position until the judge makes a decision on the case or dissolves the agreement. The Bridger Bowl ski area near Bozeman is planning to complete a $5 million expansion by next summer to accommodate an increase in visitors. The Billings Gazette reports that Administrative Assistant Manager Bob Pettit says the ski area sold a record of more than 10,000 season passes this year. The National Weather Service has updated its forecast for the extreme cold temperatures coming next week. It's now saying to expect higher wind speeds, mainly from Butte to Missoula on Sunday morning, and the Weather Service now says higher winds can be expected to last into Tuesday morning. A winter storm watch is in effect for locations from Butte and Sula to the Flathead Valley in far northwest Montana. The Weather Service says many locations will see wind chills around minus 30 degrees Tuesday morning, which can cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. The coldest day of the week is now forecast as Wednesday, with widespread air temperatures of minus 20 to minus 30 degrees, and some locations possibly reaching 40 below. Record cold temperatures remain possible in many places. A third Montana Democrat has announced interest in the party's nomination for the state's lone congressional seat. Edward O'Brien reports.
President-elect Donald Trump nominated Republican U.S. Congressman Ryan Zinke to be the next Secretary of the Interior Department. And if Zinke wins that nomination, Democratic Billings State Representative Kelly McCarthy says he'd like to step in to replace him.
There's just no better honor than to be the lone voice of Montana in the U.S. House.
The 50-year-old McCarthy, a Billings native and three-term state representative, is a business consultant who served in the U.S. intelligence community after a stint in the Air Force. McCarthy is the Yellowstone County Democratic Central Committee chair and also serves on the Montana Democratic Party's executive board. He thinks Democrats stand a good chance at reclaiming Montana's House seat.
Having a contentious race like we just had at the top of the ticket, it did have an impact on what happened down ballot. You know, we're not going to see Trump and Hillary's name on this ballot. So in the past, we've done really well in statewide races, and there's no reason to think that if we put up a good candidate, that's not going to be the same this time.
Great Falls State Representative Casey Schreiner also intends to seek the Democratic Party's nomination for the House seat. Amanda Curtis, a Butte Democrat, has said she might be interested in the nomination as well. At least half a dozen Republicans also hope to be the GOP's nominee. They include state lawmakers Daniel Zolnikov of Billings, Scott Sales of Bozeman, and Ed Buttrey of Great Falls. Corvallis resident Gary Carlson, District Judge Russell Fagg of Billings, and Bozeman businessman Eugene Graff IV are also seeking the nomination. Montana's special election date has not yet been set. State law says it's up to the governor to do that, and the date must be between 85 and 100 days after Montana's congressman officially resigns his seat. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Opponents of a proposed water bottling plant near Creston are suing Flathead County. Nikki Ouellette reports.
The Eagan-Slough community sued after commissioners denied their attempt to rezone the area where the bottling plant is proposed for strictly agricultural use. 65% of neighboring landowners signed a petition for rezoning. But Flathead County commissioners unanimously denied their request in November, saying the new zoning district would restrict the property rights of the person proposing the bottling plant. The lawsuit says the plant could produce up to 1.2 billion plastic water bottles a year and require as many as 200 delivery trips a day on gravel roads. In the lawsuit filed December 20th, the Eagan-Slough community seeks to overturn the commissioner's decision, calling it, quote, arbitrary, capricious, and an abuse of discretion. We were unable to contact Flathead County commissioners or Lou Weaver, who is proposing the bottling plant, before airtime today. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Authorities say an Ohio man who warned that he would die before going to prison fatally shot himself after police pulled him over in Montana. Toole County Coroner Dan Whitted identified the man as 55-year-old John Prochesian of Loudonville, Ohio. Officials in Ohio say Brichesian previously warned he would shoot at law enforcement or kill himself if it looked like he was going to prison. The Toole County Sheriff's Department followed Brichesian's vehicle yesterday from a motel in Shelby and pulled him over on U.S. Highway 2. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.